Hopefully, you have understood why I think it is important to highlight the weaknesses of the Strasbourg case law. You might also have the impression that I have presented the Inter-American Court as a panacea. If that is the case, then I would like to bring some nuances to this story. We could return to the story of Vélez law against Panama. And there are a few things I have not explained about it, but one of them is that Jesus Vélez law was extremely lucky to manage to have his case picked up by the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights first, and then by the Inter-American Court. There are very, very, very few cases which go to the Inter-American Court every year, between one and two dozens. So obviously, most people are not going to find redress before the Inter-American Court. The reason Jesus Vélez law succeeded whilst others are left outside of the system completely is because, from what I understand, the Inter-American Commission by then was determined to put migrant rights up into its radar because it was very concerned about the situation of migrants in Latin America. So in a sense, when Jesus Vélez law contacted the commission was very happy to have a case that it could work with. So immediately it paid attention to the case and make sure that it was treated properly, put Jesus in relationship with Seguir, which is the NGO which supports most applicants before the Inter-American institutions. So he was very, very lucky. Even so, the judgment for him did not resolve all his issues. I've already mentioned that his allegations of torture were not recognized by the court to have involved a violation of the prohibition of torture because of lack of evidence. And even, I think, in terms of the reparations, obviously the case could not give him back his life. As he explained to me, because I was lucky enough actually to be at the seat of the court when the hearing of his case took place. So he explained to me that he couldn't sleep any longer. He always needed to put classical music and to listen to music in bed to be able to sleep at all. He could not ride horses, which for him was obviously important. Having been born in a campesino family, he found that his life had been destroyed. And the reason I'm telling you this now is that because I know, because he has told me that one of his biggest wishes would be to meet someone who would wish to do a film about his story. Because what he wants now is other people to be aware of redress, which is open to people in the Inter-American system.